Comrades, brothers and sisters, friends, fraternal greetings on behalf of RMT Union. No doubt tomorrow in the press and tonight on the press, you'll be told by the BBC, ITV, that only a quarter of the people that attended today never turned up. How different that is to last week, when there was people going around with foxtails round their neck after blood sports. Our trade union, Royal Maritime and Transport workers, have got no gripe with Iraqi workers. 15 years ago, when Iraqi trade unionists were being tortured, they didn't care less about Iraqi people and the Iraqi government then. Our position is absolutely clear. We don't want no war with Iraq, and how can people go to bed at night when a third of the world is starving and two-thirds of the world are underpopulated in that area? How can it be right that fat kids in America consume McDonald's because they're too fat, and there's kids starving in Africa, Middle East, and everywhere else that takes place? And let them tell us what they're trying to do. The Evening Standard, the BBC, the state are all trying to say that if trade unionists in London or anywhere else in Britain dare take action to improve their conditions, then they're going to be the enemy within when it comes to the fight with Iraq. Well, I'll tell you something, I tell you the enemy within. The enemy within is the likes of Blair up in Blackpool and Bush in America, who's fighting against and bombing people and innocent people. Is anyone sane enough to say that if there's terrorists in Belfast, your Bull Island? Is anyone turning around and saying about UN resolutions? Well, let's implement the UN resolution in 1974 and get rid of the illegal occupation of Turkish people in Cyprus and give Cyprus back to Cyprus where it belongs. And let's start with Sharon. I appalled by the terrorism that took place on September 11th last year. But I'm also appalled by the terrorism that's going on against the Palestinian people, and the Palestinian people deserve their own state. The fact is, whatever the BBC put up, whatever the Evening Standard put up, whatever the press put up, it's the message of the people. Message of the people is the brothers and sisters are standing by the side of you, and the message of the people, unfortunately, for those people not to come. No war with Iraq, unless there's a war on poverty. Thank you very much.